So what does it mean that a federal judge has fully restored DACA, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the Obama-era program the Trump administration attempted to dismantle? In June this year, the Supreme Court ruled the Trump administration did not have a good enough reason to end the program. And on Friday, a judge ruled that the Department of Homeland Security must accept new DACA applications, which had been shut down as soon as today. So what does this all mean? Let's bring in Joel Rose, who covers immigration for NPR's National Desk. Hi, Joel.
Hi, Robin.
And we know DACA gives immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as children before 2007 and before their 16th birthday protection from deportation as well as the right to work. The 640,000 who are already in the program would have eventually lost those protections, but that Supreme Court ruling blocked that. So what does this new ruling mean for newly eligible immigrants who've been blocked from applying by the Trump administration?
Well, it is a big deal for everyone who has DACA protections, but especially for people who are potential first-time applicants who have been shut out of the program since 2017. The federal judge in this case, Nicholas Garifas in New York, said clearly that the Department of Homeland Security has to start accepting new DACA applications and to post a public notice on its website about how it proposes to do that no later than today. And this is something the Trump administration has really tried to avoid. Even after that Supreme Court ruling in June, the acting Homeland Security Secretary, Chad Wolf, issued a memo a few weeks later that once again blocked new DACA applicants. But the judge in New York ruled that Wolf was not lawfully appointed to the job and vacated that memo.
No, and since DACA began under Obama, hundreds of thousands of these young immigrants have been in the program. What do we know about its impact on them?
Well, the research suggests that DACA has been hugely beneficial. It's allowed DACA recipients to work, to go to school, to pursue graduate degrees, to buy houses and buy cars, and basically, in many ways, just be Americans. These are things that perhaps they technically could have done if they were undocumented immigrants, but DACA has made those things much, I mean, they are undocumented immigrants, but, you know, without DACA, these things would have been difficult. DACA has made them much easier. And there is data to back this up. As of 2017, more than 90% of DACA recipients were currently employed. More than 70% were pursuing a bachelor's degree or higher.
Right. And the Department of Homeland Security says it will abide by this ruling while the Justice Department prepares an appeal. But, Joel, some might be asking, what does this matter? Because we know Joe Biden has said he would restore the program. Although some supporters are saying it needs to be a law because of what they've been watching, you know, people trying to dismantle it. So what's the future look like for DACA?
Well, you're right that this case may not matter all that much once the Biden administration takes office. The president-elect has promised to reinstate DACA in full, possibly as soon as day one. But there is another lawsuit that is moving through federal court in Texas that was brought by the attorneys general of Texas and other states who argue that DACA was illegal in the first place when it was created by the Obama administration. And the federal judge there, Andrew Hanen, seems sympathetic to those arguments. He is holding a hearing in the case later this month. And that is why DACA supporters want Congress to step in. They say that they are looking for a law that would make these protections permanent. Whether that is possible in this current political climate will depend, of course, on the balance of power in the Senate, something that won't be settled until after the Georgia runoff elections in January.
Right. That was going to be my next question. Is that even possible? But just meantime, remind people, because it's sometimes cast as an ongoing program. To be eligible for these new applications that, again, are starting again today, you have to have come here, you know, before a certain year and have been a certain age.
That's right. Before 2007, you have to be continually present in the U.S. since before 2007. And, you know, that would exclude many young immigrants who were not even born in 2007, right? Let alone present in the U.S.
Right. Joel Rose, who covers immigration for NPR. Thanks so much.
Oh, you're welcome.